Hi, guys. It's time for a crazy... humongous... BKFK shout-out to our latest Patreon supporter... Sisha. Thank you, Sisha. Your support means the world to us. And to all of our other Patreon supporters, we simply could not do this without you. Thank you. Remember, listeners, you can also support us on Patreon and get access to heaps of other wonderful stories. Just go to patreon.com and search for By Kids for Kids Storytime. Also, if you would like to perform on the show, just go to bykids4kids.co and click on Audition. The three talented kids joining us today are...
I'm Lucia from Westchester and I really like sushi.
I'm Josie, 7 years old, from Maryland. I like hot dogs.
Samuel McCormick from Massachusetts and I do not wear regular headphones.
Thanks, guys. Good to have you on the team. And now, let's get on with the story. The Tiger, the Farmer, and the Jackal. Once upon a time, a tiger was caught in a trap. He tried in vain to get out through the bars and rolled and bit with rage and grief when he failed. By chance, a poor farmer came by.
Let me out of this cage!
Roared the tiger.
No, my friend,
replied the farmer mildly.
You would probably eat me if I did.
Not at all,
said the tiger.
On the contrary, I should be forever grateful and serve you.
Now when the tiger sobbed and sighed and wept and swore, the old farmer's heart softened, and at last he agreed to open the door of the cage. Out popped the tiger, and seizing the poor man, cried,
What a fool you are! What is to prevent my eating you now? For after being cooped up so long, I am terribly hungry.
In vain, the farmer pleaded for his life. The tiger decided to give him a chance and said,
You may ask three things, their advice. Animals, objects, whatever. Let's see if any of them think that what I plan to do to you is unjust.
So the farmer first asked a papal tree what it thought of the matter. But the papal tree replied coldly,
What have you got to complain about? Don't I give shade and shelter to everyone who passes by? And don't they in return tear down my branches to feed their cattle? Don't be such a whimpering coward.
Then the farmer, sad at heart, went further until he saw a buffalo turning a well wheel to draw water from the well.
You're a fool to expect gratitude,
said the buffalo tiredly.
Look at me. Once I gave milk, and they fed me on cottonseed and oil cake. But now I am dry, and I'm stuck here drawing water.
The farmer sadly trudged on down the road, and seeing no living creatures around, asked the road itself to give him its opinion.
My dear sir,
said the road,
how foolish you are to expect anything else. Here I am, you so to everybody, yet all rich and poor, great and small, trample on me as they go past, giving me nothing except ashes of their pipes and the husks of their grain.
On this, the farmer turned back sorrowfully. On his way, he met a jackal, who called out,
"What's the matter, Mr. Farmer? You look miserable."
The farmer told him all that had occurred.
"How very confusing,"
said the jackal.
"Would you mind telling me again? Because everything got so mixed up."
The farmer told it all over again, but the jackal shook his head in a distracted sort of way and still could not understand.
"It's very odd,"
he said sadly.
"But it all seems to go in one ear and out the other. I will go to the place where it all happened, and then perhaps I'll be able to give you my opinion."
So they returned to the cage where the tiger was waiting for the farmer and sharpening his teeth and claws.
"You've been away a long time,"
growled the savage beast.
"But now let us begin our dinner."
"Give me 5 minutes, almighty tiger,"
he begged,
"so I can explain matters to the jackal here, who is somewhat slow in his wits."
The tiger consented, and the farmer began the whole story over again, not missing a single detail and spinning as long a story as possible.
"Oh, my poor brain! Oh, my poor brain!"
cried the jackal, wringing its paws.
"Let me see. How did this all begin? You were in the cage, and a tiger came walking by."
"Bah!"
interrupted the tiger.
"What a fool you are! I was in the cage."
"Oh, of course, of course,"
cried the jackal, pretending to tremble with fright.
"Yes, I was in the cage. No, I wasn't. Oh dear, where's my mind? Let me see. The tiger was in the farmer, and the cage came walking by. Oh no, no, that's not it either. Well, don't mind me, but begin your dinner, for I shall never understand."
"Yes, you shall,"
returned the tiger in a rage at the jackal's stupidity.
"I will make you understand. Look here, I am the tiger."
"Yes, my lord."
"And that is the farmer."
"Yes, my lord."
"And this is the cage."
"Yes, my lord."
"And I was in the cage. Do you understand?"
Yes, no. Please, my lord."
"Well?"
cried the tiger impatiently.
"Please, my lord, how did you get in?"
"How? Why? In the usual way, of course."
"Oh, dear me. My head is beginning to whirl again. Please don't be angry, my lord. But what is the usual way?"
At this, the tiger lost patience and, jumping into the cage, cried,
"This way! Now do you understand how it was?"
"Perfectly,"
grinned the jackal as he quickly shut the door.
"And if you will permit me to say so, I think matters will remain as they were."
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.